Brian Regan.
I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keep shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Ryan Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches. Throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadingCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
Well, good evening. You're listening to North State Now, Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. And tonight we really have a treat for you. We have three individuals here who are really just rising above and making a difference in the lives of the youth in our community. And today we are just really excited to have with us David Twyman. He's the promoter of Shasta Speedway. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
And then we also have BJ McFarland. He's the CEO of the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And then Jamie Simmons is the president of the Friends of the Fair, and that's an understatement, as well as a 4-H leader. Welcome, Jamie.
Thank you.
So tonight we're going to talk about, well, actually, let me stop and give you, if you're just joining the show for the very first time, the idea of our show is to talk about local heroes. These are people in our community who are rising above, making the difference in the lives of those around them, not because they have to, not because they're told to, but because it's just simply the right thing to do. They have a passion for what they are volunteering for or for what they are engaged in. And what they do really just has a ripple effect in our community. They are noted by others. They're not calling themselves hero. We are calling them out, because what I've found in this show is that a lot of heroes really don't like the spotlight shined on them. But, you know, I think in today's society, we really need to be able to stop for a moment and really just take a look at those who are truly making a difference. So tonight we want to talk about our youth. Why don't we? We've got our fair just around the corner. And this is how the three of these individuals are tied together, because all year long, we here in Shasta County and throughout the North State are working towards our individual goals. Well, during 1 week of the year and some others, I'm sure, we get the three individuals together, and they really make a huge impact. Why don't we go ahead and start with BJ? Tell us a little bit about the fair and what you have coming up.
All right. The fair is June 19th through the 22nd this year. It starts next Wednesday. We have a lot of great entertainment. We also have a lot of youth involved, upwards over 500 individuals that will be bringing a market animal to the fair. And they'll show it in their prospective day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we'll have a junior livestock auction on Saturday.
Well, fantastic. So then that leads us right into Jamie and her role with 4-H and being a 4-H leader. So, Jamie, tell me a little bit about what is a 4-H leader. What is it that you do?
A 4-H leader is basically a mentor to some of the younger kids that have decided that they want to raise a market animal. Or there's other projects within 4-H, rocketry, all different kinds of things that they can do, sewing, cooking. And basically what we do is we gather the kids together and put them under some sort of structured environment and allow them to do their thing and also be involved in the community. So with the kids with the market animals, it's for a lot of them, they would never have the opportunity to have a farm animal or have any part of agriculture without this. So they're able to have an animal for a few months out of the year, be responsible for feeding, taking care of it, and then bringing it to the fair and showing and selling it.
Okay. Now, of course, we're going to get more involved in what that looks like as the show progresses. But just to give everyone, our listeners, an understanding about what it is we're going to, the topic's going to be this evening. We also have Dave Twyman. Now, Dave, you're with the Speedway. Now, some people may think, well, gosh, how does that tie in with the fairgrounds? So why don't you give us a little bit of a background on that?
Well, I rent the racetrack facilities and stuff there, so the money I pay in rent goes back to the fair. Recently became involved with the beer license and stuff through the Friends of the Fair. So the money and stuff, a portion of that money goes to the Friends of the Fair, which also supports the fairgrounds.
Okay. And then as far as we're talking about children in our community in the North State, I think the Speedway does a fantastic job. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we keep the entry fee at the front gate down to $10 for adults, and the children 12 and under are allowed in for free, allowing, you know, a mom or dad or a family to come to the races, not have to pay ticket prices for the kids and stuff to come enjoy it, try to keep it as a family atmosphere. We have a sponsor that pays for that and stuff, helps out with the cost of stuff there. That's Tony at Tony Joe's, used car lot there on Cypress Avenue. That's kind of his thing that he supports there.
Okay. Now, and just to kind of give our listeners an understanding, I've been involved in each one of these in a different capacity as a volunteer, working with them on projects. And so I have to say that each one of our individuals that are sitting here tonight are really they rise above and beyond in what they do. These are volunteer positions. Now, I know, BJ, you have just joined the fair as the CEO. How long ago now?
I started in December.
Okay, so in December you officially became on staff, but I'm sure you rise above and beyond your staff time. You also have family who's involved in the fair, and for years leading up to it, you had some history with the fair, I believe.
Yes, I helped out with the beef barn for the last 5 years, I believe, and helping in some capacity, I guess, as a 4-H leader to several kids in the community.
Okay, so tell us what a beef barn is.
That's where if you come to the fair, we'll have a goat barn, a sheep barn, a pig barn, and a beef barn. And I was a supervisor of the beef barn, just making sure everything, anybody that needed help or needed direction, keeping things in order.
Okay. So then, correct me if I'm wrong. So if I understood you, one of you said earlier there are 500 children or students who are coming through. Now, is that over the course of 4 days or is that a longer period of time?
They're at the fair for 4 days. The individual's taking a market animal, which is ages 9 to 18. The kids have to be, and they'll be there for 4 days. If they were taking a beef project, they've owned their steers for 5 to 9 months, and some of the kids have raised their animals from birth, so they've owned them for 15 months. The smaller animals, they've had them for 3 to 4 months.
Okay. Wow, that's remarkable. That's a lot of responsibility for a 9-year-old.
If every kid would take one animal once in its life, our world would be in a better place.
Yeah, I would agree. And I've had the privilege working with the Farm Bureau. I've seen many of the fruit of your labor coming through and the parents that have really invested in their children to make a difference, to show them a really solid work ethic, that there's something bigger in this world than ourselves, and that they're responsible for a life. Definitely you can see that in the communication skills. In their presentation, coming in, asking us to come out and support them by bidding on their animal on Saturday, which is coming up, I believe, that date's
the 22nd.
The 22nd, okay. And I can definitely see the difference in them, just in their posture and the way that they communicate. So then, Dave, we're going back to the Speedway. Mm-hmm. Now, I've also witnessed and had a lot of experience with the youth in the stands and the difference that it makes in them engaging with the racetrack. I know we're going to go to a break in just a few minutes, but when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the drivers and their families and the longevity that they've had with the track. Just if you have some stories you'd like to share, that's fine, too, because I know for myself, being out at the track, it's been pretty remarkable talking to the little ones as they're in the stand and the impact that it's making and the excitement that it's making for them for a future of something that they're passionate about as well. And it's, and also it's just equally rewarding that both the Speedway and the fairgrounds are supporting each other, which is making a better community as well. So again, we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. I would like to thank Shasta Speedway for being here, the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. You guys are in the Friends of the Fair, of course, doing remarkable work in our community. We're going to talk more about that as we come back. Thank you.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I invite you to experience Redding's downtown dining history. I invite you to try Deja Vu and Carlene's. Voted best breakfast in Redding, Deja Vu is located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Redding on California Street and open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. I want to personally thank you for your business. Deja Vu has been downtown for 24 years, and we're celebrating 4 years at Carlene's. Those of you who know me know that I love great food. We've just introduced a new spring menu that will delight your taste buds. Happy hour starts at 4 p.m. Dinners are served 7 days a week, 4 till 9, and Friday and Saturday until 10. Let any night be your dining occasion at Carlene's. Outside catering is available. Redding's great dining built on service and satisfaction. Deja Vu and Carlene's in downtown Redding.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and song. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. I need you to help us identify and report potential victims of elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation. I urge you to join us on Saturday, June 15th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on the Sundial Bridge as we light up the bridge purple in support of elder abuse awareness and prevention. This free event will have fun activities for the whole family and valuable information. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade, and tonight we are talking with Dave Twyman at Shasta Speedway, along with B.J. McFarland from the Shasta District Fairgrounds, and Jamie Simmons, the president of the Friends of the Fair and a 4-H leader. And this is just shining a light on people doing amazing things in the North State that support children and support our community. And, you know, Dave, we were talking a little bit on the break and a little bit before we went to break about kids and their dreams and about how the Speedway really ties into that. Would you like to kind of embellish a little bit on that with us?
Well, I think that kids and stuff just have a natural attraction to the cars and the noise and excitement and stuff. A lot of the kids have family members that race or have raced, so there's that interest there. Kids are competitive by nature anyway. We also do the bike program. We give away a pair of bikes the first race, at the first of each month, a boys and a girls bike. And then, like I mentioned earlier, you know, we allow the 12 and unders to come in there for free so that they can enjoy that. Some of those children and stuff have gone on to, become racers. I can name a handful of them off the top of my head. I was a child once a long, long time ago and sat in the stands and couldn't wait for my opportunity to go in the pit area and begin racing. And I think that's true for a lot of the race car people that are down there now. They've been through that.
Yeah, that's true. And I know over the course of the last few months, I think you've done some special things. Didn't you do an egg hunt during Easter?
Yes, we did an Easter egg hunt and stuff. That was that actually was an idea of one of the race car guys. David Dillinger is the one that came up with that idea. And, boy, did it take off. We gave away, if I remember correctly, I think there were 5,000 eggs. Each of the eggs had some sort of prize in it. It did not take long for those kids to grab up 5,000 eggs, that's for sure.
Well, that's true. What were the age groups that came out?
I kept the age group 5 and under, and then when the eggs were going so quickly, we didn't realize they would go so quickly with the young kids like that. We opened up the gate after a few minutes and let the rest of the kids go through and do their best to get eggs. I believe most of the kids got eggs. Some of the kids that didn't get eggs, I did see the younger kids sharing those eggs with the kids that didn't get them. Mm. And that was pretty special to me. That meant a lot to me to see that. Good parenting.
Yeah, no, that's true. And, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, when you think of a speedway, you don't think of an egg hunt. But that's what I like about our community, because not only do you have your local drivers doing what they're passionate about, and oftentimes I think it goes back to, you know, you're in the garage with your father, your grandfather, then possibly yourself, even your child. It could be four generations bonding and learning about racing, but it's really more than that. It's about family values. It's about spending time together. It's about passing down information generation to generation. And then you have the same community come together that says, hey, we want to give back. We have people coming and cheering us on in the stands every time we have a race. We want to do something for them, which is the community involvement that we're talking about for Heroes of the North State. So it's pretty remarkable. And I agree with you. Who would think that 5,000 eggs would go that quickly? And who stuffed all those eggs?
The race car guys did. The drivers, and I'm sure their wives got in on that too.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, they supplied the eggs themselves. Colored them. There was quite a few plastic eggs. Those are the ones that we put the prizes and the little cash prizes in, and I think we put some food and drink prizes from the food and drink side of the racetrack in there. I believe we gave away some tickets also. So it mostly was the race car drivers themselves that ran with that program.
Yeah, and just making a difference.
Oh, boy, did they ever.
And then a few months back, none of us can forget the campfire that and the car fire. And I know the Speedway joined forces with our community and did a donation drive.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
It was our first time to do it, a little bit of a last-minute thing on our part. But we did put together a food and clothing drive and stuff for the campfire, I believe it was, down there in Paradise.
Yes.
And I took the truck down there myself. I had a pretty good load, not bad for our first time to do that. Took the truck down there, and I found a small local church that was willing to take that on, and they were very thankful for it. I've gotten a couple of thank you calls from that community and stuff for doing that.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, because I was out there volunteering with you, if I remember correctly, we had people coming from Shingletown. We had people from all up in our mountain community driving down, went to Costco, went to Walmart, loaded up things from their own closet that were brand new and literally came with like a load to just give us and bless our not just Shasta County, but this was going down into Butte County as well, obviously. And so, again, it's another way that our local racetrack, when you think of that, you think of, okay, I'm going to be entertained. But not only are you being entertained and you're supporting your local racetrack, but when you're doing that, you're also supporting the racetracks giving back and supporting our community in other ways that are outside of the racing field. And then what also I think is pretty remarkable is you're renting the racetrack itself from the fairgrounds, which comes full circle, because then we'll come back. BJ, tell us a little bit about during that time, the fairgrounds was used as a disaster relief site, if I remember correctly.
Yes, and that's the fairgrounds in most communities is extremely important. It's the hub of a lot of the smaller communities, and our community is a little bit bigger than some around the rural Northern California, but it's still the hub for the community for events. And then plays an extremely important part, as well as being a place for CAL FIRE, the National Guard, whoever needs to help with these natural disasters or fires, to have a command center and help combat whatever's happening, fires mostly, but any natural disaster, they can use that fairgrounds to.
Yeah, and during this time, in our past fire, gosh, I think they were out there. I don't remember the exact date, but I want to say
40 days.
40 days. Wow. Okay. So imagine that. I mean, if you're listening and you're just now tuning in and you're wondering what we're talking about, we're talking about the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Event Center, Shasta Speedway, and the Friends of the Fair, and how they're all really separate entities, but they are connected through a common goal, and that's to make our fairgrounds stronger. Or make our community stronger. They are doing that through a lot of different ways, but tonight we're talking about how they're making a difference in the youth in our community. We've got the fair coming up just around the corner, and that ties us back into to Jamie and talking about 4-H. And as a 4-H leader, you've been doing this for a long time.
Yes, I've been a 4-H leader for about 13, 14 years now.
So what does that look like? What's the day in life of a 4-H leader?
Well, when it's fair, it's a little hectic. Usually the kids at the fair, they bring in their animals starting on Monday. And so starting on Tuesday, they'll feed anywhere from 5 o'clock in the morning till 7, depending on what they're feeding and what their leader decides to do. The kids start feeding and then they'll fit their animals. The steer kids will wash their animals every day and blow them back dry. All the other kids will wash their animals depending on how hot it is and everything. They clean their stalls, feed, fit, and do their thing. The kids will show on Wednesday, the lamb and goat kids will show, market lambs and market goats, as well as breeding. On Thursday, the pig kids will show all day, and that's 4-H and FFA for all these. And on Friday, the beef kids will show. So.
Wow, so you have 500 children.
500 entrants, FFA, 4-H, and independents.
So one can one student or child have multiple entries?
They can. They can only have one market animal at the fair.
Okay.
So only one can go through the sale on Saturday, but they can also have numerous breeding programs. So you can be in. My son was one of those overachievers, and he mm-hmm. did four different. He did every species at the fair 1 year except the lambs, I think.
Wow. So then here we are. We're talk about a work ethic. So if you're 9 or 18, it doesn't matter. You're still up at the crack of dawn, going out before school, before eating breakfast, before you're putting something before yourself is what I'm hearing.
That's what we like to see. We like to see the kids go out, and they should, and most of them do. Almost all of them do. Go out and feed before they go to school in the morning, and then they'll come back and they have to walk their animal, exercise their animals, as well as make sure their stalls are clean and they're fed and everything. Back to the beef, those kids wash and fluff out their animals mm-hmm. every day, even before they come to the fair.
What does fluff out their animals? What does that mean?
Is
it grooming them? Grooming them?
They blow them out.
Okay.
So they blow dry all their hair.
Oh, all right. So and now is that? What's the purpose of that?
BJ.
To make the animal look better, get their hair styled in the right direction, per
okay.
se. We don't call it styling, but similar to styling in humans.
Yeah.
If you work with their hair, you can get it all going one direction and make it look nice instead of being a rag doll with cowlicks everywhere.
So it has a better show quality.
Yes, it's a better eye-appealing animal in the show ring.
Okay, that makes sense. So the show ring is pretty remarkable in itself, first of all. When you get out there and there are so much going on, but it's incredibly organized, and to have that many animals coming and going and that many children being in charge of that process, and then to see the community members that come out to bid and support these young people is remarkable. The amount of money that they invest back into it.
Not this community, I think 2 years ago was just astonishing that it was mm-hmm. 115 on sale day and the stands were full at the end of the day.
Okay.
And
so,
it's amazing. I mean, they want to support and they know how useful it is to put their dollars towards these kids' futures.
Well, it's really true. And, you know, I want to talk more about that, but we're going to run out of time. We're going to need to take a commercial break in just a moment. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about the sell out at the fairgrounds and how it really supports our community and how involved our community becomes. And so if you are just listening and just tuning in, don't go anywhere, because we're going to talk more with the Shasta District Fairgrounds and BJ McFarland, the CEO, Dave Twyman from Shasta Speedway, and Jamie Simmons from is the president of the Friends of the Fair and the 4-H leader out there. And I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to North State Now, Heroes of the North State, and we will be back in just a moment. Heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill, and once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
going to be a good life at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center coming up. Gosh, we're only a week away. So what are our dates, BJ? What's the dates of the fair?
June 19th through the 22nd, starting next Wednesday.
So in this process, if you're just joining us, we were talking about the sale out at the barns and how what that process looks like. Kind of walk us through what that looks like.
The sale starts 8 o'clock the 22nd, Saturday morning. We have a buyer's breakfast at 6:30 that the Asphalt Cowboys come out and cook for. So you can come out early and get a bite to eat. And the sale will start at 8 o'clock. And we'll have the sale of champions at 10 o'clock this year. And so the animals will sell, and then we'll start with the champion animals and give them kind of a little bit of a parade of they're in the middle of the sale, and the kids that win champion and reserve will sell then. You're talking about heroes, the premise of the show, but the buyers of the that come out and help these kids out, and we were just talking in here off the air that what all the kids do with their savings. I know my girls, it's in a college account, as well as most of the other kids. It's going somewhere very, very useful. And the community that comes out and buys these animals, I think they're heroes in my mind.
Yeah.
They see the importance, how hard these kids work and what good human beings that they'll turn into, getting the dedication, work ethic, everything that goes along with raising an animal.
Yeah, no, that it's remarkable to be out there and watch this, to see the investing, not just that it's the youth investing in the animal, it's the parents investing in their child, it's the fair investing back in and giving a place where they can come out and do what they love. We've got the Speedway who's there that is investing in the youth in their community by making it available for them to come out as well. It's pretty remarkable to see just how giving our community is, in a big way, not in a small way. So if I'm a new person and I've never been out, what do I need to do to come out and bid on an animal?
If you want to come out to the fair Saturday morning, you'll come into the livestock area, register. Tri-Counties Bank has been gracious for many, many years now. They run the registration and the banking for us through the sale, and you register with them. And the sale starts at 8. If you're unable to do such, you can call us at the office and give us a proxy bid or however you want to go about supporting the youth, and we can take care of that for you.
Okay. And then we were talking about add-ons, Jamie. So what does an add-on look like?
Well, usually the kids sell through auctions, so they'll get so much per pound for their animal or per rabbit if you're selling a rabbit. And then there's other people in the community that may not be able to afford a full animal or can't get to the fair, and they can call the 4-H office and do an add-on so they can add on to that person's animal, add, you know, however much many dollars they want to add on. And it works out really well. I know my son, years and years ago, he got so much a pound for his pig, and he got that much again in add-ons through the community. So
well, that's
it's a great thing for to help out the kids.
Well, and when you think about that, an add-on really is every dollar counts.
Absolutely.
And it adds up quickly. I mean, very quickly. Just think about the penny in the jar thing, and you count them out, and you're like, I had no idea I had $100 in there, you know?
Right. And you had $25 add-ons to $500 add-ons to, you know, like 10 cents a pound. But it all adds up. It
True.
Helps the kids.
So I also heard that families or individuals are joining together and coming up with a collective pot of money. And what is that?
A lot of people do that. More bang for your buck, because it is good advertising. Myself, I know Jamie, the people that buy at the auction are people that I want to support. So I'll go to a business that I know has the pictures hanging on the wall from the last 20 years of buying animals at the auction. Me personally more apt to go do my business there. So it's a good advertising for these businesses.
Mm-hmm.
People appreciate them supporting our youth. So people can get together and get a little more bang for their buck, maybe buy the champion lamb or champion steer for a little bit more money because they pool their money together to support that kid that worked hard and did a good enough job to win.
Right. And, you know, what I've noticed at other events that I've been out at throughout the year, the FFA students, the 4-H students, they really rise above and beyond in volunteerism. Worked with a lot of volunteers in my life in, you know, 30 years of my own volunteer and managing volunteers. And I have to say they are by far probably one of the most disciplined. They don't wait for you to go and find them to give them something to do. They do the task. They come back. They understand that work ethic and communication skills and the fine art of shaking hands and looking you in the eye is definitely, I can see where that ties in with what they're doing every day, all day long, just in their everyday life, just being good people. So Dave, we're here. We're talking about the Speedway and how the Speedway really ties into this. Now, we know we talked about they have anyone under 12 can come in free to the Speedway.
Right.
But you're also involved with the fair during fair week. So you guys, tell us about what that looks like as far as admission to the Speedway.
Yeah, the admission to the races and stuff during fair night is included with your entry fee to the fair and stuff. So you just pay one time to come through the gate, and it's free admission to the races. The races and stuff, our practicing and stuff is going to start right around 12:30 or so. You'll be able to come in and watch the guys practice. If you want to leave and wander through the fair and come back a little later, that's what a lot of people do. It seems like there's a large turnover, people coming and going and seeing what it's all about.
That's true. And, you know, your last race on the 8th, I had an opportunity to go on the pit side and talk to a lot of the racing families and get to know them a little bit more. And each time I try to do that, each time I come out there. And, you know, what I'm finding is this common bond and how it all ties together when we're talking about the youth is the generations that are out there with their grandfather or their dad, and they're talking about, oh, I built this engine, or I built this braking system, or we put this new harness in together, and it's talking about, you know, they're learning safety and value and the order of the respect of something that's very powerful, the powerful engine, the speed on the racetrack, and just hearing their stories about how it's really that tie-in of community and family connection.
Yeah, that's correct. They do that. Like I mentioned earlier and stuff, there's a lot of families that have been there for several generations. I've seen a lot of the young people start out there at the racetrack and have gone on to bigger and better things. There have been a lot of people from this area that have raced at that racetrack or pit crewed at the racetrack that are currently or have been working on the NASCAR circuit back east.
Yeah. No, that's true. So who makes it possible for the kids to come in? Who's your sponsor that makes it possible for 12 and under to get in free?
That sponsor is Tony Lewis at Tony Joe's. It's a car sales lot and stuff there, like I mentioned earlier, there on Cypress Avenue. He's a big supporter of the racetrack. He's actually the one that talked me into becoming the promoter down there. Certainly not where I thought I was going at that particular moment. But he saw something in me and kind of took me underneath his wing and gave me a lot of ideas and a lot of help along the way. Been very good to me. Very good.
So how long have you been the official promoter of the racetrack?
This is my third year.
Okay. And so prior to that, you've been racing for how long?
I've been racing in some form or another. I started there at Shasta Speedway actually driving a car when I was 15 years old. My dad had a car there before that, and I wasn't allowed in the pit area because of my age at the time. So I worked on the car at home during the summers and have been involved down there some form or another since 1969, I believe.
Oh, so would you say that your experience with the racetrack helped you understand how to build an engine or how to build your car? I mean, did you learn that? How did you learn those skills?
Just by doing them.
Right.
I was able to, like I said, work on my dad's car and the guys that worked on the car for my dad and stuff, I helped in the shop. I learned how to use the different tools, and then eventually built my own car with their help. They did help me build it. They didn't want me building it by myself, and it just went from there.
Okay. All right. Well, we are going to take a break in about a minute, but if you are just tuning in, you're listening to Heroes of the North State. The premise of the show is just to get good community people together who are rising above and beyond, giving unselfishly. All these positions are volunteer positions. You know, Jamie's been a 4-H leader for, gosh, how many years again, Jamie?
12 or 13 years.
And so, and that was not a small commitment, in case you're not aware. And if you'd like to learn, I'm sure they would love the help. So volunteer, please call the
Absolutely.
Fairgrounds. They'll get you connected. Same with the Speedway. If you want to know more about racing and how you can get involved, please call Shasta Speedway and talk to Dave, and he'll get you connected as well. And tonight we are just really talking about the youth in our community and how Shasta Speedway, the Shasta District Fair and Event Center, and the Friends of the Fair are all connected, because they're all supporting our fairgrounds, they're all supporting youth in our community, and they're all building a better community because of it, because it's teaching life skills in a place where it's just needed. And so thank you for tuning in. We're going to be back. We got one more segment before we sign off for tonight, so stay with us, and we'll be right back.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I invite you to experience Redding's downtown dining history. I invite you to try Deja Vu and Carlene's. Voted best breakfast in Redding, Deja Vu is located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Redding on California Street, and opens 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. I want to personally thank you for your business. Deja Vu has been downtown for 24 years, and we're celebrating 4 years at Carlene's. Those of you who know me know that I love great food. We've just introduced a new spring menu that will delight your taste buds. Happy hour starts at 4 p.m. Dinners are served 7 days a week, 4 till 9, and Friday and Saturday until 10. Let any night be your dining occasion at Carlene's. Outside catering is available. Redding's great dining built on service and satisfaction. Deja Vu and Carlene's in downtown Redding.
Riverfront Playhouse answers the question you didn't know you wanted to ask. What if the entire works of Shakespeare was summed up by the Three Stooges? Be prepared to laugh your artsy self silly as Tyler, Isaac, and Keith condense everything the Bard ever wrote into one 97-minute show. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, written by Long, Singer, and Winfield, directed by Jen Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, May 18th through June 15th.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick, live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years, and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick, in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
It's a good night, a good life tonight here in the studio. You're listening to North State Now, Heroes of the North State. And here with us this evening is Dave Twyman. He's the promoter of Shasta Speedway. B.J. McFarland, the CEO of the Shasta District Fair and Event Center, and Jamie Simmons, who's the president, Friends of the Fair, and a 4-H leader. And this is the last segment of our hour. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the kids in our North State and how these three entities work together to really just build an avenue to help our youth become really good people, have a solid place to go to learn life skills that are very valuable. We know we got the fair coming up right around the corner. And BJ, so tell us a little bit about that. What's that look like?
June 19th through the 22nd. The gates open at noon every day. Wednesday, June 19th, it's Dollar Day and Kids Day. So any kid under 12 gets in for free. Everybody else pays a dollar. Then we have Thursday is our senior day. Senior 62 and over get in free. That night we have some great entertainment. Jeremy McComb, an up-and-coming country singer, is going to be on at 7 o'clock. And we move into Friday, which is called Cattleman's Day. It'll be the cattle show, and that's when we have our main concert. We have Chad Bushnell, a local country singer here in the North State, and he's opening up for Logan Mize, who's doing very well in the charts and has several songs on the radio, and it'll be a great concert on Friday night starting at 7 o'clock. Saturday, it's Junior Livestock Day, as we've mentioned, and this is the day you get the best bang for your buck, one admission fee, and you also get to go to the races for free at 6 o'clock in the grandstand. So Saturday's a good day for race fans to come out and get into the fair, look around the fair, and then get to be able to go watch the races that night.
Yeah, fantastic. That sounds like a really solid lineup. And so, Dave, how many your stands, how many people does that seat?
We can legally put 3,000 people in there.
Fantastic. And on an average night, what do you think you're filling so far?
On an average night, I think that we are just short of 650 people.
All right. So we have room, people. That's what I'm saying. Come on out on the night that you can get into. Come out every night and support the fairgrounds, because when you do that, you're supporting our community in a big way. But definitely come on out on Saturday night, because you've heard it from Dave straight here. And from BJ, you can get in to the fair and you can go to the races for free, and we have room to grow. And I think on that fair night, it packs out pretty quickly.
Yes, it does. It fills up quick.
All right. So then, where can we get tickets, BJ?
All right. For tickets, if you buy them on June 18th or before, you can save some money. So you can go to ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com and buy tickets off the web. You can go to Ace Hardware Express in Anderson. Or you can go to any Tri-County bank branch in Shasta County. Or you can come straight to the office. If you buy passes ahead of time, you can save $2 on admission. And single tickets, adults pre-sale are $8. Senior and military is $5. And juniors are $4. If you buy them ahead of time, you're going to save a little bit of money and come enjoy the fair.
Fantastic. So remind us all the funds that we're raising during fair and throughout, honestly, throughout the year. What are those funds going towards? What's our goal for the fairgrounds? Like, you got to have some dreams, right?
Yes. things have been a little bit rough in the last 6 to 8 years for the fairgrounds in the state, because we had some funding cut. It's looking hopeful that there's some more funding coming about in the next year or two to help us, but the funds that this is one event a year that we put a lot of time and effort into, and this helps fund us for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
The state funding, this is a state facility. The state funding is very minimal, and to be able to have this fairgrounds, which I mentioned before, is the hub to our community, to keep it going, is the funds that are raised during the fair help keep it going year round to have facilities for people to rent for fundraisers, different dog shows and things like that happen throughout the year.
Well, and the event center itself, it really is a multi-purpose. So you've had weddings out there, exhibits out there, home and garden shows out there, memorial services. It really is a center that if you have a need, it's large enough to be able to fulfill that need. Along with, when you're supporting the fair, you're also supporting would we say over 500 entries for 4-H and for the cell? Gosh, I mean, that's a lot of lives that we're changing in the youth in our community. And then when you're supporting the Speedway, you know, you are supporting the fairgrounds and children connected with that as well, because they're leasing the property at the Speedway, which the funds go right back into our local fairgrounds. And then, of course, the Friends of the Fair is a nonprofit arm, so it's completely separate that's raising funds, if I remember correctly, Jamie, for the to support the fairgrounds and capital improvements and so much more, I'm sure.
Absolutely. With the budget cuts for the fair, the Friends of the Fair was put together so that we could raise funds through fundraisers and other things so we can give back to the fair in, like I said, capital improvements, new roofs, sprucing things up, and also put new pens in the junior livestock area and whatever we can do to help.
Yeah, keeping it safe and functional so that you can use it on a day-to-day, definitely. So we have to say thank you to the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, because if you haven't been out to the fairgrounds in a little while, you're going to get a surprise, because that the fair Friends of the Fair received a grant to go in and make over the barn that's in the farm area. So right when you go in and you're paying to get into the fair, you're going to want to look to your right. You're going to look at the barn that's been there, gosh, I don't even know how long.
A long time.
Very long time. It got a facelift, and it is thanks to the grant that we received. So come on out, check that out, because that venue would be great for weddings and all those monies for special events, for occasions of all kinds, retirement parties. So be thinking about that. And then, of course, be thinking about supporting Shasta Speedway as well by supporting Bring Out the Littles. Because there's not a lot of things in around that you can do that is really clean, wholesome, fun. And Shasta Speedway brings that for all ages. I've seen little kids out there in their car seats, literally sitting in the stands, strapped in, pretending like they're race car drivers, and they bring their little steering wheels. And I've seen the big kids out there cheering them on as they're going around, and there's something for everybody. And then, of course, the Speedway's been giving back to our community through donations of all kinds. So thank you, Shasta Speedway, for doing that as well. It's just great to live in a community who is so giving. So tell me, before we sign off for tonight, what are ways that you can volunteer for both organizations? Who wants to chime in on that first? Ways that you could come and help the fairgrounds or Shasta Speedway?
At the fairgrounds, for Friends of Fair, we're always looking for volunteers to come help us with some of our fundraising projects. We have a rib feed. We do some other things throughout the year, so we'd always like to have some help and direction.
Okay. So I know you do the Friends of the Fair does the rib feed, which is your big fundraiser for the year. How can they get involved in that?
Just call the fairgrounds and tell us you want to be involved, and we'll find a place for you. It's an all-you-can-eat rib feed in November. And we have silent auctions and live auctions, and it's a real nice evening. Dessert auctions.
Yeah. So you need help setting up. You need help collecting donations. Maybe that's not your strength. Maybe you want to do thank you cards at the end of the event, or send out the invitations, or just help set up tables and chairs that day. I think there's always something for a volunteer.
There's always something. Always. We have a concession at the fair. During the fair, and we're always looking for help during the fair to get all that done.
Okay. And then, BJ, other things at the fair coming up this week, or do you guys got it all handled already? It's so close.
It's getting put together. Speaking of volunteers, we have a great group, Charlotte, that does our still exhibits. It's awesome to see yesterday there were probably 15 people out there. Majority of those people are volunteers. They just love the fair. Love to help, and it's pretty neat to see that. And we have volunteers all out through the week, but we're getting ready. It's coming, and it'll be a good week. The weather is not going to be as hot as it's been the last couple years, so it's going to be a really good week.
Yeah. So your exhibits, what is that looking like this year? You have plant life. You've got photography, I'm assuming.
We've got photography, arts. We got vocational projects that it's actually a silent auction that you can bid on that the students have made metalwork and woodwork that they'll put on display, and you can it's a silent auction. You can buy those. And again, we have we're on Facebook. We're having some contests, and the majority of the people love coming to the fair. That if you read on there is the food, and We have the same vendors that we've had in the past that always bring great food. We've added a few more, some old-fashioned soda that's really good. And the food is all there.
Oh, well, come on. Who doesn't go to the fair for a corn dog? I don't think there's somebody out there who doesn't go. So we've got about a minute left. Dave, why don't you tell us, how can they volunteer at the Speedway? What are some ways to help?
Well, we always need a little extra help down there. In the cleaning up after the races, getting things set up before the races, there is always a need for an extra hand down there. I got a pretty good solid crew there now, takes care of everything, but that extra hand would be more than welcome there. Some of the people that have helped there in the past have just asked for some passes to the races, which I've gladly given them.
Fantastic.
There's ways to be rewarded for volunteering down there, yes.
All right, so look at their Facebook page, Shasta District Fair and Event Center, Shasta Speedway. Like it, get information, update, real time. Thank you, everyone, for coming in. I really appreciate it, and it's going to be a good life. And remember, support Shasta District Fair and Event Center. Support the Speedway, friends of the fair, and have a good